So just some of our highlights here in 2018. You know, we had finished our internal energy use as far as the city of Bethlehem was concerned. We had done that, you know, the first time I had said from, you know, 2007 through 2012, but we had not set a new kind of baseline, and we're looking to set that goal in 2019. The big thing that we worked on as well with our EAC was that we were able to request citywide energy use baseline data from PP&L, UGI, and also the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission. And that might seem like a simple thing, but it took a long time, and it took several months, because we do not have public-owned utilities here in Bethlehem. So in larger cities, what they're able to do is they're basically able to call somebody else within their own administration and say how much electricity is being used here, or how much, you know, natural gas is being used here. What kind of, you know, data do we have on transportation as far as actual municipal run operations go? We did not do that. So one of the things that I did was I sat down with the mayor, and we had crafted several letters that went out to UGI and PP&L, and we requested specific data that kind of aggregated all of the energy that we use across the city of Bethlehem. As you can imagine, this is not necessarily something that I think they were necessarily used to getting. I guess that would be a nice way to say it. And there was probably a little bit of nervousness about what the city was looking for this data for, what we were asking for. And we had received the UGI data, I want to say sometime during the summer, Mr. Alcohol, I would believe that would be. And then it was just actually last week where we eventually ended up getting the PP&L data. And that's really, really important, because one of the things I included in our climate action plan, the proposal was the idea that we need to create an initiative that is citywide that, you know, I tentatively called Green Bethlehem, that once we're able to set a citywide energy use baseline, then we're able to set a goal that, as I said, anybody, no matter who it is in Bethlehem, whether or not it's a business, a citizen, an institution of higher learning, is able to sign on and say, hey, we're willing to be a part of it. A lot of states are far ahead of Pennsylvania, and I would even say a lot of cities are far ahead of Bethlehem. You go to other states, and it's a lot easier to have, you know, your own personal energy use calculator, and we have apps, and we have all this different stuff that we don't have yet. But the good news is that other people are doing some of this stuff, and they're doing it well. And the fact that we were able to set that baseline is really going to be a positive for us as we go forward.